a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
File this one under, God, it must be tough.
Tough.
Must be tough.
Okay.
So, Reserve Bank, they lifted the cash rate. So it's
all confusing. Like, can we be honest?
25 basis points, I believe.
It's so hard being an adult. Why don't they teach you any of this stuff in school?
Mate, Pythagoras is very important.
No, yes.
Algebra, also important.
I love it. No, I loved algebra. I'm never knocking it. But also, teach us some life stuff.
No, it's not what school's about, mate. No, you've got to learn that life stuff on the streets.
Yeah. Exactly. You just ask random people, oi, should I do a fixed or variable? And they're like, I don't know. Me either.
Should I? Tell me about superannuation, stranger on the
far
street.
Far out. It's so annoying.
Anyway. So
continue.
It's gone up and it looks like it's going to go up again in June. And it makes sense, right, that because it's going up in percentage points, right? Mm-mm. If you have...
You've lost me.
No fair.
Yeah.
I apologise.
Yeah.
If you've got a big mortgage,
yes,
your payments are going to be bigger,
yes,
and they're going to go up more,
yeah,
than someone with a small mortgage who has small payments. Whilst they'll still go up the same percentage, it'll be a smaller amount.
Can you fix it while it's small then?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't care. Stop asking for
questions. Okay, yeah, true. You don't have a
Jesus
home.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you I have a home loan.
It's not mine.
I know. You live in a home.
I live in a home.
As do I.
Yes.
Both of which are not ours.
No, that's right. So Finder, you know, finder.com.au.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've gone through and they've found the suburbs that are most likely to be hit hardest and suffer the mortgage stress with the rate rises, okay?
Oh, okay.
Stay with me.
Right. I can tell you already.
Top 10 mortgage stress suburbs. And it's not the ones you'd think. It's not you go, oh, okay,
are you going to do the full 10?
No, mate, good. Absolutely not.
Good. Yeah, it's just good. The top five, right?
It's not really the lower socioeconomic suburbs that are going to be copping the pasting.
No, because people can barely afford to eat at the moment, so.
Yeah, but why don't they just buy a house?
Yeah, it's so easy.
Can't get a rental, just
Didn't
buy
you
a
all
house.
Save during the pandemic?
Mm. Okay,
amateur hour.
The reason I'm bringing this to the table is somewhere in our area falls under this umbrella and into the top five of Australian mortgage stress suburbs.
Really?
Okay. Right. So it's places like Bangalow, which is just near Byron.
Byron, yeah.
Also Mullumbimby, just near Byron.
Yeah, beautiful places.
Yeah.
Good luck getting a house there.
Staying in New South Wales, Darlington in Sydney is the biggest one.
Oh,
that's number one.
Okay.
And number two is Blairgowrie.
Yes.
On the Mornington Peninsula, where you'll pay Cutler Mill for a crappy shack.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. How good's life?
It's location.
100%.
Speaking of which, in the top five, coming in at number four in the top 10 mortgage stress suburbs in Australia, according to Finder, is Lawn.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Newtown.
No.
I was going to say maybe Lingy needs to take a few more days off.
No, Newtown, they're over and above.
Mate. Yeah, they know. They've paid it
they're
off.
They're not affected.
They don't even have a mortgage.
No, exactly. So what they did, they took the average monthly repayments and compared it to the average monthly income for the households in those suburbs, right?
Yeah.
And then they worked out what percentage of what you're earning each month are you then spending straight up on your mortgage.
Okay.
In Lawn, 79% on average of what you're earning each month goes straight on your mortgage. That leaves you 21% of what you earn. To buy food, to pay bills, to, I don't know, rent surfboards, whatever you do when you're living in Lawn. Maybe you own your own surfboard, probably. Right? So, but this is where it comes to like, oh, must be tough.
Yeah.
So the average property price in Lawn is $1.49 million.
Yeah.
And the average mortgage repayment on that per month is a stonking for $5,431. So $5,431, yeah. But then if you look at the average monthly household income in Lawn, $6,866. You're pulling in $7,000 a month.
Oh, it must be hard.
It's hard, baby.
Oh, it must be tough.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Sell a couple of stand-up paddle boards, why don't you?
Yeah.
Far out.
That is... Man.
So this morning, I just want to say to the people of Lorne that are listening this morning, my heart goes out to you.
Yeah, it's
we tough. Stand with Lorne.
It's tough.
Here at K-Rock 95.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, because me and you hang out so much.
Yeah.
And like I've started taking on Tom traits and you've started taking on some Loggy stuff, right?
Yeah, I can finally grow a full beard. It's amazing.
Okay. Anyway. Have you done the thing when, you know, when I met your beautiful kids?
Yeah.
And I like spit on them because they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
You have to spit the devil away.
The devil away, yeah. No, I know.
Do you do that now?
Well, funny you should say that because I do your Baba, an impression that you did for me, I now do to my girls because they find it hilarious.
Is it, oh, beautiful girl.
Oh, my beautiful girl. Oh, India, man, you're so beautiful.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I put a towel over and then like a little babushka kind of vibe.
Oh, I love that.
And the girls love it. And I was doing it only 2 days ago or something to Goldie. I was like, oh, Goldie. And Indy's losing her mind.
We should get Bubba to do it.
That would be bad. And I did it. I had not really done the but I was doing that to Goldie.
Oh, bless.
And then Indy started spitting and it's not fun
See,
anymore.
See, no, it is. It is.
It's actual spit.
It's okay. So. We're past that whole pandemic.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Accents. They're a bit of fun, aren't they?
They are when you're associated with someone who's cool with it.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I don't know, mate.
Get away with it.
I don't know.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Lingy still on the sick list. We do have a Lingy of sorts in the studio, though. It's an orange balloon with a face drawn on it.
We need to take it on tour. Maybe we need to set it free and then see people taking selfies with it and stuff.
It'll end up in the ocean.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I should have known better.
You know, for me, it's about the polar bears.
Don't even bring them up because as soon as one is at SeaWorld, you'd run there and spend money to see it. So don't even come at me.
Because it's conservation.
No.
And entertainment.
No. Don't.
All
I'll cry.
Into
I'll
one
cry.
I know.
Stop it. But do you know where you can see a polar bear?
Where?
Scandinavia.
Okay, yeah, fair. There's probably a couple of them still up there. Only a couple, but probably a couple.
I don't want to feel emotional going into this spot.
Okay, sure.
I saw something the other day, the yes. Scandinavian sleep method.
Do
right?
you want some Scandinavian music to kind of...
Oh, yeah, have you got some? If I had to do the same again, I would, my friend Fernando. All right, so we're in the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, you've come over my house and we're dating. Anyway.
Disgusting. What an awful story.
This is perfect.
Here's the
Sorry,
news.
We're here now and that's it. It's late at night. It's cold, right?
Yeah.
Come into my bed, son.
Oh, dude.
Sorry.
What?
I don't know. I'm
what?
Trying
you
to have
even...
an accent. Sorry.
Are you my mum?
No, I'm not your mum.
Why did you call
I
me son?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Come into my bed, you.
Sorry, I just needed to
Thank
wash
you.
That.
Let's just
that
leave that. I didn't mean that.
Out of my ears.
Sorry. Anyway. Okay. Don't mind the polar bear.
Yeah.
That's just me legs.
Just need to buy a new razor.
We need to stop making hairy jokes. It's too easy. Okay. So, they have their bed, right? Just king, queen.
Sorry, we're talking about how Swedish people sleep, aren't we? Sorry, I've given this whole break has been an absolute schmozzle.
Okay. Anyway,
yep.
You're in my bed, okay. Right? You know, I can't concentrate on this song.
I know, yeah.
Because I made a parody song, remember?
Yeah,
this
no.
one?
No,
but
okay.
It was,
keep telling
hang
your
on.
Story, mate.
Bollivant. Okay, I made him in my kitchenette, remember?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I wasn't here.
Instead of having one doona,
yeah.
they have a doona for you and a doona for me.
Oh, so it's separate blankets. Okay.
Everyone gets their own doona.
Have you really done a whole break about the fact that they sleep with two doonas? Is that what this whole thing was about? Give me strength.
In his own separate doona. In his own separate doona.
Goodness me.
In his own separate doona. There's
I mean, on the plus side, we did get four grabs, four hooks of ABBA in there, so, you know, everyone's winning.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I'm a little bit concerned because, so, playing with Indy at the moment, beautiful. Mm. She's three. She's just over three.
She's so smart too. Yeah. She's such a smart cookie.
She is a smart cookie. Gets it all from her mum. So it's great, but we bought her for her birthday a Barbie house.
Yeah.
Playhouse.
Yeah.
So she's got and a little convertible, a little pink convertible for Barbie. You know, all the standard gear.
Yeah.
So she's got a couple of Barbies and then she's got Elsa and Anna from Frozen. They're all about the same size dolls.
Yeah.
And so you play with all of them together. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of short, smaller ones and they're the kids in the family.
And
so it's great. So over the last week or so, Daddy, will you play Barbies with me? Yes, of course I will, darling. Let's sit down and play Barbies.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll tell you what, she'll set up the scenario.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Here's what's happening.
Yeah.
So, Daddy, you be Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
And take Chelsea, who's the little girl.
Yeah.
And you go and you guys go to bed.
Okay.
So, like, all right, well, so then I'll put them both in bed and put a little blanket over
them.
That's
easy to play.
Mm.
Not then, much for you.
But Indy is also a character in this game. So there's the dolls and Indy, and they're all in this universe. They're all on the same. They're the same size and all interacting together, right?
Yeah.
So they will talk. Indy will talk to them, and they will talk back.
Mm.
So she's like, so what I'm going to do now is she creeps around the front of the house, and then reaches in through the front door into the bedroom, and takes their iPad. And steals iPad. And then she's like, Dad, you got to wake him up now. And they've got to be like, where's my iPad?
No
So
way.
Barbie and Chelsea wake up.
There's been
like,
a robbery.
Did you hear a noise? Oh, is someone in the house? Where's our iPad gone? Oh, no. And then Indy's like, ha-ha, I've got your iPad. Here, you can have it back. And she gives it back and everything's okay.
All right, well, she gives it back.
Right, but then next.
It's not like she goes down the road to catch him.
No, I know, right?
Yes.
Give it a year or so.
Yeah, yeah.
Then next, role reversal. So Indy's like, I'm going to get into bed.
And
Barbie and Chelsea
are
going to steal stuff.
Oh, using babies to thieve.
And so, she's got...
Chelsea.
So she's got a set of shelves, and she's got like four or five unicorns on the various shelves. And she's like, "Daddy, steal the unicorn." And so I steal the unicorn, and she's got her eyes half closed. She's like, "Not that unicorn." Like, okay, this unicorn, not that unicorn.
Okay.
So I finally get the right unicorn, and then we creep out of the bedroom, and then she wakes up. She's like, oh, "Someone's stolen my." She is role playing, breaking and entering into people's houses and stealing things.
Okay, what I will say is, don't they learn all that stuff from the parents?
School?
If anyone's lost an iPad in Lara,
nothing to do with me.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We want to know when you shouldn't have taken your partner somewhere.
Yeah.
You've gone to an event and you've been like, probably wouldn't bring you again.
Yeah. Well, it could be for a number of reasons.
Also on the flip side, if you're the partner that shouldn't have been taken, I'll accept that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old Palace Chook, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, has apologised for her partner's attendance at the first face-to-face meeting between Brisbane Olympic organisers and senior members of the International Olympic Committee.
Okay.
Right, so it took place at a hotel in Sydney on Sunday, included attendees like IOC President Thomas Bach, outgoing Australian Olympic Committee President John Coates, famously of Coates Hire. I just made that up. Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner and her boyf, a surgeon. He sat in on the meeting at a boardroom table.
Just come
along.
Come along,
babe.
Just come along.
You're in town anyway. Yeah. Like you're here for the junket.
Yeah, just come along.
Don't sit in the hotel room, though. Come, just sit in on the meeting. You'll probably find it a bit interesting.
Mm.
Maybe you can give us a surgeon's perspective.
Yeah, why not?
On what we should do for the Olympics. Palaszczuk insisted the meeting was an informal catch-up when asked yesterday. Today, though, she's apologised for his inclusion.
Informal catch-up?
Yeah.
If it wasn't, hey, I'll meet you for brunch
down
the local, then no.
Couple of daiquiris.
Yeah.
I appreciate that there have been views expressed about this catch-up. She said, I recognise that I've made a mistake and I should not have taken my partner to that meeting. When shouldn't you have brought your partner?
Yeah. Maybe you were like, hey, come along to the work Christmas party. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that no one had a seat for your partner because it was actually $100 a head and, one of those events or something, or a wedding.
Taking your partner to the Christmas party, that's a bloody loaded one, isn't it? Yeah. You got a story or two not safe for radio. I went to Carlia took me to a yoga class once.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Okay.
Talked all the way through. It may surprise you to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I was mainly talking about the pan flute soundtrack. Very, very.
Do I bend
keen.
Like this? Yeah. Is it like this?
Oh, check this out. Oh, look, I've done me back, girls.
Joanne in Mount Dunedin, when should you not have brought your partner out with you?
To bingo.
Oh, okay.
Took him to bingo.
Yeah.
Got to the last game, marks all his numbers off, forgets to yell out bingo, and it was for $500.
Oh,
idiot!
No!
Yeah.
So
like, never again have I taken him.
Yeah. Bingo is so stressful. If you've never been to a bingo game before, they do not muck around. It is not a bit of fun. You have to shut up because people can't hear
absolutely.
The numbers. And if you don't yell bingo or you yell it and you don't have all the numbers, oh, my God, things get hectic in there, Joanne. So, yeah, leave him at home.
Oh, definitely. He's never been back ever again.
No. Also with bingo, if you're a ring-in and you've... and you win.
Oh, yeah, they
prepare
don't like
to be
that
bailed
either.
Up outside by a bunch of older ladies swinging walking sticks and umbrellas. Dean in Ocean Grove, is it you or your partner that shouldn't have gone along?
No, it was me. Yeah. My wife, she had like a relaxation package where she could take someone. She brought me along.
Yeah.
And I was a bit hungover. And we did this steam at the first.
Yeah.
This like a sauna.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get a little bit frisky and they could hear through the walls, apparently. I didn't know this. And then she obviously, shut me down. And then we had a salt bath as well.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to put your head under and try and swim in it or anything.
Okay.
You're supposed to just lay there still. I was splashing around, thinking I was having a bath.
Yeah.
But I got it all in my eyes and my face and started making noises. And I kept bumping into her. I ruined it for her.
Yeah.
And then just... yeah, don't go to the relaxation.
You sound like an absolute pest.
His poor partner.
Yeah.
Never to be invited back again.
Absolutely.
Stacey and Lara, what about you? Were you the partner that was brought along, or did you bring along your partner when they weren't wanted?
I brought along my partner.
Mm.
My partner at the time, I thought it would be fine. One of my best friends, she had her birthday party and she wanted to go to this really nice, expensive Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
So we went along and then afterwards she wanted to go ice skating. So we went along to the restaurant and he got like this really saucy chicken Alfredo or something.
Yeah.
And then when he was done, he licked the bowl. Like full on head down, licked the entire thing clean. I was so embarrassed. I ended up having to cancel and not go ice skating for her birthday and left.
Oh my God.
That's amore.
Yeah. No amore. Thank you very much.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K Rock 955.